The question today is, what do you mean by the message, walking the path of understanding is a must? This is the third part. We've dealt with the basis of this question because it's a series we preached in the church. We have it on CD, 11 messages. We have it on DVD as well. I'd be glad to send them to you because we'll not deal with all this on the radio broadcast, but it's necessary, or it's a must, to walk in the path of understanding. Why? Because we will not be good ground if we do not understand. Now, I know the world says, as Romans 3:11 says, no man understands God, and no man seeks after God. But yet, that's the lost man. Look at the context. You'll find that's the natural lost man who's dead in trespasses and sin. And we need to understand who we are. We don't need to rebel against God. As Jeremiah told the children of Judah, walk in the old paths. Walk in them, and they said, we'll not walk therein. They refused to do that. And as a result, they went into captivity. And if we refuse to walk in the path of understanding that God would have us to be, we'll never become good ground. Therefore, we'll never be saved. So we need to understand some things. And understand means to put together like a puzzle. And God's got to do that in us. And of course, that understandeth. What do we need to understand? We need to understand who we are as a sinner. We said yesterday that we're dead in trespasses and in sins, Ephesians 2 said. Also, it says that we were dominated by the world, the flesh, and the devil. And in Ephesians 2, 2 and 3, we are dominated by that. But we also depraved. Because you see, Ephesians 2, 2 spoke of our mind. And we're totally corrupted, corrupted, ungodly. Romans 5, 6 said, not only are we without strength, We're ungodly, and that means we're strong for evil and weak for good. That's what we are, because we're dead in trespasses, and we're deceived. Jeremiah 17:9 said, the heart's deceitful above all things and desperate wicked. Who can know it? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 said, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So we are deceived. We don't know our own heart. Somebody said, if I know my heart, you don't know your heart. You don't know that. God's got to show you your heart. We're deceived. We're doomed also. That's the condition that we're in as a sinner. Safe, yes, we're safe till we reach a knowledge of accountability, but at that point, the wrath of God hangs over our head. Ephesians 2:3 says we're a child of wrath. John 3:18 said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And then John 3:36, he said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So we're separated from God, hellbound, and the sinner doesn't even know that he really is. And we try many times as preachers in bygone days, try to take the word of God and beat him over the head and say, why don't you see? And try to get them to rededicate themselves, you see. But they can't. Now, I'm talking about the many church members, true of them. They're lost, they're blinded and dead, and they can't do anything about it. You see, they were slipped a bogey from the devil, a counterfeit, a false profession, and they'll tell others, I'm okay, I'm not afraid to die physically, because they're dead spiritually. They do not know. That is where we all were and didn't know it and didn't understand our real condition and just wallowing in the miry pit of sin. Yet, even in that condition, and it's sad. He don't know it, and many of us so-called saints don't care. But even in that condition, we're dear to the Lord. As Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 said, but God, who is rich in his mercy, where with his great love he hath loved us, and even while we were yet sinners. And when he calls us a sinner, means that we're not saved. I know we say we're a sinner saved by grace, but when the Bible refers to you as a sinner, he's talking about one who's not saved. He calls you a saint after you've had the sanctifying work of the Spirit done in your life. You're a saint. You're called a saint. You're set apart because of what the Lord has done. So you're dear to the Lord. Romans 5:8 said, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so you see, we must walk the path of understanding, and that's the path that leads to the narrow gate after we've been awakened and stirred. It's called the narrow way in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. It talks about the we come along the path of understanding in John 6, 45, when we have heard and learned, which means to understand, we cometh to the Lord. We begin to seek Him for life eternal. But we've got to realize the sinner that we really are. Many people today make a profession of faith, and they've only dealt with one or two sins. But folks, it's not the sins that gets us. It's the sin, the root problem that we need to understand and need to come to. It's the sin that we need to think about at that particular time. So you've got to come that. And so we need to understand what we are, that we're where we're at, and realize those things. Let me say, there's three things that must be present in every person's experience of salvation that you need to understand. And sure, we need to understand, first of all, that we are our condition as a lost sinner. But we also need to understand three more things. It's got to be present. Now, the only way I can put them is in an order that I'm using them. But the order that I'm using them may not be in that order, okay? May not come in your life. For instance, I talk about the fact that we must have a human instrument in our life. We must have the Word of God in our life, and we must have the Holy Spirit in our life. Ecclesiastes 4:12 says the threefold cord is not quickly broken. And if this threefold cord, the human instrument, and we need to understand about the purpose of the human instrument in our life. We need to understand the purpose of the Word of God in our life. I'm talking about on this path of understanding that leads to life. And we need to understand the work of the Holy Spirit. See, we must do that. No man will be convicted by conscience and creation, even though the Bible said in Romans 1:19 and 20, there's light that lights us up in our conscience and creation, lets us know there's a God. But that won't convict you. It takes the Word of God. It takes the Holy Spirit. It takes the human instrument working together. So as we think about these three things, what do we need to understand? We need to understand who we are as a sinner. We need to understand the purpose of the Holy Spirit and the purpose of the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit and purpose of the human instrument is what I should have said there a moment ago, because it's necessary. So I want to talk about understanding the fact that there's a human instrument in your life. It's got to be a human instrument across your path for you to be saved. And that's why it's important to walk the path of understanding. So you have to have that. That's a necessary in your life. So as we think about that, we look back and see a story, and it's Acts chapter number 8. We find the story of the eunuch, and that eunuch, as he went across the way, I guess you could say, headed to Jerusalem, he was looking for God. The reason he was looking for God is because something had stirred him. God had touched him and awakened him and stirred him. He began really walking the path of understanding, trying to find out what's needed in his life. So he headed for Jerusalem. He heard God was meeting there, but he being a eunuch, even if he was a Jew, I don't know that he was a Jew, but even if he had been a Jew, he couldn't enter in because of being a eunuch. You can go back and study that in Deuteronomy and find out why he couldn't even enter into the temple worship. He couldn't get in there. But he got a piece of parchment, I guess you could say, or papyrus or something that had Isaiah 53 printed on it. And he's going back across the desert, and God's Holy Spirit moved on the human instrument, Philip, to leave revival in Samaria and go down to Gaza in the desert to meet one person. And what was so amazing was that as the Bible tells that this Philip heard him read as he rode in a chariot across the desert. He heard him read. What amazes me is the man, the eunuch of a standing he was, no doubt had an entourage with him of many men. And what's amazing is that the Philip even got close to the eunuch enough to hear without them drawing a bow and arrow on him or something and sending him away. But he got close to the chariot and he heard Philip, the eunuch, read from Isaiah 53. The portion that's recorded is in Isaiah 53. He could have been reading also But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes we're healed. Not talking about physical healing. It's talking about spiritual healing. So that, in the next verse is following that. In Isaiah 53, he was reading. And Philip made a statement to him and said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the eunuch made a statement, even though he's a lost man. He made a statement that is correct. And he said, "How can I unless some man guide me?" In other words, and so Philip got up in the chair and opened the book, Isaiah 53, and preached to him Jesus at that particular time. So he had to have a human instrument to explain some things at that particular time. And so as a result, Holy Spirit had already worked in his life. I know that. A conscious and creation had already convinced him that God exists, no doubt, that and he sought God as best he could. And he went to Jerusalem worship, but he couldn't do it. He had a track, I guess you could say, the best track he could find, but it wasn't enough. He needed to understand the purpose of the holy, the human instrument, and so do we. We must do that. Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 5. He said, Paul writes to the church at Corinth, and they're arguing over who Paul was. One of them said, "I follow Paul." One said, "I follow Apollos." And Paul said in verse 5, "Who then is Paul and who is Apollos?" And then he answers that question, "But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man." That verse is very important because you realize something. Every man that believes has a human instrument across their path. You're not going to be saved with just reading a tract. And I know these tracts today have got on the back, "Pray this prayer. If you prayed this prayer, you're saved. And write us and tell us about it." Folks, they are deceiving you into thinking you're okay. But remember, walking the path of understanding is a must. You must understand what a sinner you really are. The root sin, not just a sin, not just the sins of the flesh, but the root sin of unbelief that's down in your heart. And so as a result, it's necessary. It's necessary for that to happen in your life. You must, and he said that God gave to every man a human instrument. He gave Philip to the eunuch, and another scripture says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?" So a human instrument must cross your path. You need to walk the understanding, the path of understanding. It's a must to be saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.